The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 27th of January, 2023, and you're on the clock with Erin Green on the Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. Now, I'm waiting for Mr. Sawyer to get into studio. He will be joining us shortly. If he can make it, I'm a little bit excited. You hear that song we started the show with this morning, guys? I know it's not a Thursday. It's not a Culture Thursday. I had to play that song this morning. That's a song called Nation Time. It's the beginning of a song called Nation Time by Joe McPhee. And Joe McPhee's father is a Bahamian. And he talks about himself like he's a Bahamian too, you know, Joe McPhee. This guy is a phenomenal musician, other lights of Miles Davis. That track, just a snippet at the beginning, Nation Time by Joe McPhee. Text says, great show as usual, Miss Green. I see you pulling out the Chicchani dub plates. I figured you would know, Texter. Anyway, let's get this sports segment going. I got to get it going. Let me tell you why I got to get it going. Because there's lots of other things to talk about in the news, and I don't want to get distracted, right? But I will say this. If you have already picked up your copy of today's Nassau Guardian, and you need to pick up a copy of today's paper, you'll see on the top of the headline, we're doing all that we can. PM defends government's approach to fighting illegal migration. I don't have enough time to talk about this right now. I got a wealth of sports news to share with you. I just want to leave two questions to come back to. The first is, if you're doing all that you can, then tell us, what are your actual limitations? Tell us, lay out for us, what are the limitations facing you, why you can't do more? Are there things you want to do but can't do, and why can't you do them? And the second question is, what can you do but differently, right? Like, there are things you can do, you're doing now because you could do them, but can you do them differently? Since you say you can't do anything more than you're doing. Anyway, I just put those two questions there because those questions need answers. And there's another story on the bottom fold that I want to talk about. Watson now a ZNS consultant. It's a big story. Unfortunately, I got a commitment to sports today, and we can't get to it, but we will get to it very, very soon. So let's start off this week in sports. The Chicchani Challenge is set for Saturday. The Return, this year's event is dubbed The Return, happens this Saturday. It's an obstacle course race. It will be held at Clifton Heritage Park, and this will be the 7th edition of the event. It features a 3-mile course with 16 obstacles set to test participants' endurance and strength. The elite start is at 6:30 a.m. and the non-elite staggered start gets underway at 6:45 a.m. The cost to participate is $70 for adults and $50 for persons under the age of 17. For groups of 4 or more, $65 per person. And groups with all the participants under the age of 17 and under, the cost is $45 per person. If you want to register, go to chikchanichiran.com. That's chikchanichiran.com. That's the Chikchani Challenge. I'm sharing this because it's exciting, because this is a space that can be grown into so many things, and also because the founder, Chester Robards, is a member of the Guardian family. But most of all, I want to know, is this a spectator sport? Can I go out there and spectate without the peer pressure of your participants trying to convince me that I could run far and fast? I like the spectator part of it. Now, I heard a little noise in the Zoom room. It means somebody has entered the studio. Good morning, Mr. Sawyer.
Good morning, my dear. How are you?
I am good, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm well. I can't complain.
I know you can.
I'm doing very well, especially since my 49ers once again did what I said they were going to do and beat up on them girls.
I mean, it was only one touchdown separating the winner.
Hey, 1 point, one touchdown, 1,000 points. We won. The girls lost. I told you it was going to happen. The girls are not physical. They're not ready for this. Bang, bang. 9 again.
Okay. So let's get right into the NFL playoffs 2022-23. We just had the divisional round games. As we hear, the 49ers beat the Cowboys 19-12.
That we did.
Bengals versus the Bills. Did you expect the Bengals to win?
I expected them to win, but not that convincingly.
They're making a push. You think they have the momentum to surpass last year's journey to take the whole Super Bowl?
They went to the Super Bowl last year, but if they go and we go, they get beat.
Who you think is their best contender? Who do they have the best chances of beating in the Super Bowl if they can get there?
And the best chances they have to beat are the Eagles. They can't beat me. They can't beat my Niners squad.
Absolutely. Okay. All right. Now, let's talk about Eagles versus 49ers.
Well, listen to me. This is going to be the hardest game of the season for us. Jalen Hurts presents a major, major obstacle in terms of his ability to escape the pocket and run outside the numbers.
Yeah.
We have to contain him and make him a pocket passer. The only thing is, our secondary, I'll say this for the first time ever, our secondary does leave a little, not a lot, a little to be desired. They can be susceptible to the big play downfield. Mm-hmm. So our front 7 have to get home. We have to contain him, and we have to get home. We have to make him take the dump out passes. We can't let him look for his first or second option.
Mm-hmm.
He has to be able to dump down to the running back, and we come up, as we always do, and get him tackled. And, make their drives be 3 and outs, you know?
Now, look here. How likely are the 49ers to do that if their star defensive player, Charles Omeniu, doesn't make it to the field on Sunday?
Okay, firstly, he's a rookie. He ain't that big of a deal. He's a big deal, but he ain't that big of a deal. He's not like a Nicholas John Bosa. He's okay. It is very sad what happened.
Yeah.
Hopefully he learns from this sooner rather than later. Because at this point in the season where we need everybody to be focused and on their P's and Q's, mm-hmm. we don't need any distractions at this time.
Yeah.
But I will say, We have a We have beaten the Eagles last year. We did beat them last year.
Mm-hmm.
At full strength, so we know what it takes to beat them now. Mind you, Jalen was a different quarterback last year.
Yeah.
As opposed to this year. But we do know what it takes to beat an Eagles team that is run heavy, that is top heavy when it comes to running the ball. They have a great offensive line. So we're not going to take anything for light. I just know that this little distraction came at the wrong time.
I get you. Listen, but don't call. I come in right now. Don't discount Charles, because he had two sacks and a forced fumble in your last game. Well, in your game against the Seattle Seahawks, and he played 15 snaps in this game against the Cowboys, injured and returned to the game. I feel like your defense need him for that extra push past the Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, we need him, but where you said superstar, he's a star, not a superstar.
I got you.
He's a star.
I got you.
He's needed, not necessarily necessary at this time.
Uh-huh.
But he is indeed needed. I don't know what got into him to decide that he needed to pick a fight with his girlfriend at this time. You could pick a fight with her in a month. A month from now, but you could fight her. You could argue with her. You could shout and scream. Y'all could throw pot, plan, and play at each other. But not right now.
Eric, before we go to this caller, if I were a coach and a team owner, all of my players are going to be in barracks. You're going to be in a living facility until the season is over, once we hit playoff. And that's just, I need your head in the game. That's it.
Yeah, man. If you're single, this is what we do.
Yeah.
Now, if you're married, well, of course, you got to go home. But if you're single, because, you know, I don't want these girlfriends to feel like, you know, because we happen to be...
They already married.
You know, we're not married. We are boyfriending and girlfriending. Okay?
Absolutely. Let's go to this caller. Let's go to this caller, Mr. Sawyer. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. I'm sorry we missed the caller, producer. Okay, so I can't pull for the 49ers technically because you pulling for the 49ers. If I'm going to pick a team, I want to pick the Chiefs because I've been pulling for the Chiefs all season, but I feel like I want to pull for the underdogs, the Bengals. What's the chances of the Bengals taking Mahomes off his feet this game?
They have beaten the Chiefs three straight times, inclusive of the playoffs and regular season. Joe Burrow is not afraid to go up to Arrowhead, which he did last year, and beat Mahomes in his stadium on his home turf. So smart money, of course, is on Burrow. Betting money is on Mahomes because, you know, he would on paper have the more superior team.
Yeah, he's got the odds.
Yeah. And another thing when it comes to Mahomes, his angle is getting better very quickly. And that's because he's still young, you know. He had a busted angle on Sunday.
The games against the Jaguars.
In the win Sunday against the Jaguars, he had a busted angle, but he went on for a minute, came back in the game. He went on for a minute.
Yeah.
Went in the locker room, came back in the game, threw a touchdown pass, led a couple of drives for field goals, did well, made sure that the Jaguars, although they felt like they had some hope, didn't charge any, led a drive to end the first half, a 98-yard drive to end the first half. And at the beginning of the second half, there was Mahomes back in the game.
Wow.
So look here.
I just take a second. There was a caller. Dear caller, call back, give the producer your number, and I can send you a dollar. But producer, make sure it's the same voice. Make sure it's the same voice. Don't let people just call in. And it could only be one. It's like Highlander. I could only give it to one person. Now, this playoffs have been wet, windy, and cold. How are these 49ers and Eagles, Chiefs and Bengals in the snow, in the wet, and what's the likelihood of a white winter Super Bowl?
The chances of a white winter Super Bowl are slim to none because the Super Bowl is going to be held in Arizona.
Oh, there you go.
Now, I know my Niners. I know my Niners can travel. I know they can travel. We went to Green Bay. We've been to Green Bay for years and beat Green Bay in Green Bay.
So look here. How was the Super Bowl stadium chosen? Because I would be upset if I were the Bengals, if I were the Eagles. I used to play in the cold. I feel like this is a disadvantage for me if I have to go down and play in Arizona.
Well, I mean, it's cold in those cities toward the latter part of the season. You know, it's not cold in Cincinnati in September, as well as Philly.
Yeah, so they get some warmth to play in
balmy conditions. Yeah.
All right.
Cool. They play in balmy conditions.
So look here, I have a text here that says, ask your co-host, what is the 76ers chance on winning a championship, and is Harden finally going to get a ring without buying one? Now, he said that because as of yesterday, the 76ers...
Yeah, no, Joel Embiid didn't even make the All-Star starters roster. But that's because the fans don't like him. You know, but the media voted for him and the players voted for him because, you know, the media takes 25% of the vote. The fans take 50.
Yeah.
And the players get the next 25 as well, right? Embiid came behind Jason Tatum, Kevin Durant, and I forget his third fella. But in any event, he came in fourth, you know, as a big man on the front court for the Eastern side.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, my firm belief is they really should expand the All-Star game to 15 players mm-hmm. per side. Because NBA teams have 15 players. Why are you going to make the NBA, you know, the marquee game in the middle of the season, the All-Star game,
yeah.
to be 12 players each side? It should be 15 to allow you know, certain players to play, especially the younger ones who still got the energy to play.
Yeah.
You know, who just playing for playing's sake. You know, like a Zion Williamson.
All right.
He's not contending for an NBA championship this year. Joel Embiid is, you know.
Yeah.
So, of course, you don't want to play too hard in the All-Star game.
Yeah. One second, Mr. Sawyer. We got a caller on the line. Let's... Good morning, caller. Oh, that was fast. Caller, it was less than... Anyway, it was less than 30 seconds, caller. You got to hold on just a little bit longer. So, 76ers have taken the second spot in the Eastern Conference, right? Celtics hold the first spot at 35-14 from last week. Bucks are in third place at 31-17, and the Nets dropped to fourth place, 29-18. Producer, let's take that call. Let's see if we get them dead quick. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Ah, there's something definitely going on with the lines. Dear callers, it took me less than 3 seconds to get to you just now. Be patient. We apologize. There's some issues with the lines. Pacers are at number 9. Heat are at 6. You know, we got to follow the Heat, half Miami. 27-22. Pacers, I think they had a good run this week, but they're still in the ninth spot with 24-26 with our guy.
They're catching up, man. They're catching up.
Buddy, what does it mean to be in ninth spot at this point? Well, hold on, Eric. We have a call coming in.
Oh.
There's nothing on the line. Dear BTC, try call us. Dear BTC, call us. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. In fact, I'm going to ask the listening audience, please call in if you had a landline. If you had a landline, please try and call in. The numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Call from a landline. Please don't let me waste up your minutes. It's a long weekend. You may have to call somebody, you know, for dinner or for lunch. Eric, 1 second. Got a call coming in. Ah, the line is dead again. Thank you for trying. We're going to keep trying. Now, I got a question that's been fascinating. We can get back to the Eastern Conference in a second. In the Western Conference, right, the Nuggets are holding the first spot at 34-15. The Grizzlies are holding the second spot at 31-17. And the Kings, Sacramento Kings, are holding the third spot at 27-20, right? The difference between second and third is 31-17 and 27-20. This is what's fascinating me, Mr. Sawyer. The Grizzlies lost four in a row, and they still holding the second spot in the Western Conference.
They started off the season with such a bang.
What I'm saying is, what's going on with the rest of the Western Conference? Why can't they push past a Grizzlies team that's lost four in a row?
Because the Grizzlies started off with such a bang. They started off focused. They started off upset because, Ja Morant was injured to end the series against the Warriors last year in the Western Conference semifinals.
Yeah.
So they're coming out on a mission. Well, they came out on a mission. I know they're kind of taking foot off the gas, realizing it's all-star game time, kind of chill back, relax, understand you have yourself a big lead. I mean, not the biggest lead, of course, because the Nuggets are up front. But you got yourself a big lead. You got to get yourself some home court advantage in the playoffs. And at least for the first and second round at this point. And so we just got to coach. We got to win three out of every four games, at least that. And we'll hold on to the second seed.
Absolutely.
As it relates to the Nets and them dropping the fourth, Kevin Durant is out,
Okay.
Yeah, Kevin Durant is injured. And he may not play in the All-Star game. And this will be the third straight year he doesn't play in the All-Star game. He didn't play in 20. He didn't play in 21. Sorry, he didn't play in 20. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He didn't play in 20. And he didn't play in 21. And
well, look 20,
four straight. And I'd love to see a Kevin Durant versus LeBron James again. It's been since 2018. We haven't seen those guys on a big stage. Play ball.
How is Durant still making it? Like, okay, I know there are various factions voting for All-Star. There's the audience, the spectators, right? And then their league operators voting. How does Durant keep making it if he never actually plays in the game? And if his stats are that good.
Let me tell you what happens. He always gets injured right before the All-Star game. It happened the last couple of years, It's always right before the All-Star game. Remember now, 19, he got injured against the Raptors.
Yeah.
20, he was still injured. He was still recovering.
Yeah.
Remember now, he popped out.
Man, Eric, I feel you. I feel you, but that's like, that's like when my boyfriend break up. Every year he break up with me, three,
right
4 days.
Valentine's Day. Smart man.
There you go.
Smart man.
Especially if I keep taking him back, and I think that's where the problem lies. We gave him, and now it means something because a guy as impressive as Embiid doesn't make it in. Durant makes it in again and isn't playing again, and maybe that'll be the impetus to shift what's going on.
The 15 players. Exactly. If we shift to 15 players, then we no longer need to worry about subbing in this one and the next one, like Zion. Zion is injured. He probably won't play. CJ McCollum is looking like he's going to take his spot in the All-Star game also.
Yeah.
So, and that's his teammate.
Absolutely.
But the fans want to see the dunkers, the high flyers, not necessarily the Joel Embiids and the CJ McCollums of the world who play ball,
Yeah.
And they play ball fundamentally sound.
Absolutely.
And that's not something that you want to see.
Would you bring Vince Carter back?
Bring Vince Carter back. Let's see if Jordan can take off. And what they're doing this year actually is they're going to pick the teams right before the start of the game. So LeBron gets first pick, of course, because he's the king.
Yeah.
And LeBron is going to pick first. And then you have Giannis is going to pick second, and they can go back and forth, back and forth. They can pick right there on the court in front of millions of people.
Yeah.
Who going for who? Who picking who?
Yeah, you're right. I like that. But listen, how do people feel with LeBron making it in the All-Stars, but the Lakers are in 13th spot in the Western Conference with a record like 23 and 26?
Well, I mean, the man's scoring 46 points, 45 points, 42 points, 40 points, 38 points in the midst of a triple-double. You can
the problem blame
him.
He's
doing everything that he could.
Okay, let's push through this NBA news. A couple more tidbits and stories. The Suns, DeAndre Ayton, he's still not on the court. He's listed as day-to-day, by the Suns organization.
Man, they lost last night to the Mavericks last night, man.
So now they're 25-25.
Well, I don't understand. What's going on with them fellas, man?
As of yesterday afternoon, the Suns' record was 25-24. Now with the news of this disappointing loss, we are at 25-25. But DeAndre Ayton is not on the court. You can find the story about the progress of his recovery in The Guardian. The headline is, Ayton listed as day-to-day by the Suns. You could follow up on Buddy Hield, Hield Paces and Dreadful Losing Streak. That article is also in this week's Guardian. But I got another NBA story that hits closer to home, Mr. Sawyer. McCoy learns a lot at NBA Academy camp. Bahamian junior women's basketball player Terrell McCoy experienced a thrilling week in mid-January, taking part in the 2023 NBA Academy Women's Camp Latin America in San Luis Potosi, Mexico. The camp featured 29 of the top young prospects from 13 countries across Latin America and the Caribbean. And the camp was hosted by WNBA former and current players and coaches. And this young lady was outstanding for the Bahamas in the Central Basket Under 15 Championship that was held in Puerto Rico in June of last year. Even though the Bahamas lost all of its games, McCoy finished the tournament averaging a double-double at 10.4 points and 10.8 rebounds per game. She's also a star in the track and field arena, competing in the throws, and she won a bronze medal in the under-17 girls' discus at Charifta last year, and she's already qualified for the Charifta Games this year. Right? What a talented young lady. And she's getting the exposure and experience that we need to be able to take a women's national team on the road, right? And I'm hoping that she's prepared, if you know God sees fit, to be a Buddy Hield and to lead the women's basketball space forward, you know, into regional and international competition. So we say congratulations to Terrell McCoy. Terrell McCoy is also a graduate of Kingsway Academy. If she's not attending I may be getting that part wrong. She may be going to Windsor School, and she doesn't have a basketball team at Windsor School, but she is committed to getting as many opportunities as possible to continue her training. So once again, we say congratulations to Terrell McCoy.
Can I also say?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning to Mr. Derico Williams. He listens in well, works at BPL, and you know, when he has in his headphones, because they ain't allowed on the radio, you know, he listens in to your show every day.
Oh,
you know,
super
what he said
cool.
To tell you good morning. But good morning to Miss Cordette. She's definitely listening. Yeah. Good morning to the Sutherland family. There's about five of them that listen every single morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, you know, in passing these people during the week, I said to myself, self, let me just
yeah, man,
make sure.
Absolutely.
I said hello. And myself said, okay, yeah, please do. Oh, just get another message here. I'm Miss Carter said to tell you good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Carter. I hope you're having a great day. Awesome. Thank you to all of the listeners for sending the word back. We appreciate that you're listening, and we appreciate that you're sharing that with us. I got a text here, Eric, that says, man, Ms. Green, Terrell McCoy will be the next Jonquel Jones rather than Buddy Hield.
Yes, boy. Boy, she getting on board.
Yeah, man. And she's looking to lead the New York Liberty, the Lady Liberties, to a championship. And she's got the talent. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a specific story on Jonquel today. I figured I would focus on Terrell. And as you know, Mr. Sawyer, I got a ton of stories here. So let's see how many we could get through. I want to read this one. Street Legends to Honor Fallen Coach. You guys pick up The Guardian and look for that headline. Street Legends to Honor Fallen Coach. The Street Legends organization is staging a memorial basketball tournament. this Saturday, tomorrow, at the Shirley Street Basketball Park. The Shirley Street Basketball Park, in honor of Bertram McPhee, who was killed in October 2022. He's a former coach and contributor to the Street Legends organization. The tournament's running from 3 to 8 p.m. In the Kemp Road area, and it is being dubbed the Bertram McPhee Memorial Basketball Tournament. And four age divisions will be contested, 8 to 11, 12 to 15, 16 to 19, and the open division. Call 376-5712 if you want to register a team, you want to see if you could just sign up on a team when you get there, or if you want to support this initiative. That's the Bertram McPhee Memorial Basketball Tournament this Saturday at the Shirley Street Basketball Park in the Kemp Road area. Now, I got a series of stories on Karifta, just very quickly. A couple more athletes qualified.
Karifta on the way. Karifta's almost here.
Absolutely. This is good time to set your calendars. Karifta's April 8th through 10th at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. And Alexandria Komolafi and Cassie Thompson are the most recent qualifiers for Karifta. Komolafi achieved the mark in the under-17 girls' high jump at the DTSP Wolfpack / Neville Wisdom Track Classic on Saturday, just gone. And Thompson achieved the Karifta standard in the under-20 girls' 200 meters at the Rad College Invitational at the Alachua County Events Center in Gainesville, Florida.
Sounds like fun.
Absolutely.
Sounds like fun. Congratulations to them all. Oh, just got another message. Yep. Ms. Glinton. Good morning, Ms. Glinton. How are you?
Good morning, Ms. Glinton.
Is it to tell Aaron? Say, great show.
Thank you.
Great show, always.
Thank you very much. Listen, Eric, we're going to have to, for the Bahama Games, we're going to have like an amateur village game section, right? With parking and hopscotch and things like that. And we're going to have to pull a team, the on-the-clock amateur athlete team. We're going to pull a team from our callers and our listeners. Nothing strenuous. Nothing strenuous. In fact, you must park with a knife ball. You can't even park with a tennis ball.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on 1 second. Parking ain't parking unless you're using, you know, a full-out tennis ball. You know, people from Freakboard who listen, they wouldn't understand. They call it parky, but, you know, that's another story for another day.
Yeah, I don't know. They're in the Bermuda Triangle. I don't know what happened to them. Anyway, preparations are on track for Karifta. The games are just 76 days away. And Lyndon Maycock, who is the chief executive officer of the local organizing committee, says that Breezes Hotel is going to be the athlete's village. And we are 48 days away from venue readiness. 48 days away from venue readiness. They're confident that the stadium is going to be in tip-top shape to host this year's Karifta. And you can tune into Karifta50.com. That's the website, the official website, for more Karifta information. Another article, crowdfunding platform raising money for Karifta Games. Arawak X is helping to raise money for the games. And we want to say thank you to all of the small businesses that have stepped up to support Karifta, including Tropical Gyros.
Yes, man. Each one reach one, man. Absolutely. Each one reach one. We got to get, you know, got to pull everybody up. Same time.
Absolutely. Arawak X does have a crowdfunding fundraising platform for instances just like this. All right, let's go on. Next story. Roll Curry roars ahead for Dragons at the MSUM School. 400-meter record is broken twice in 2 weeks by Miss Roll Curry. This young lady is just amazing. She joined the Dragons track team at Minnesota State University at Moorhead in Minnesota. She's excelled as one of the top contenders in the USTFCCCA. You know how important that league got to be to have 18 letters?
That's what I said. But I wrap around a bus. You put that on a bus right now.
Yeah, she broke the 400-meter record twice in 2 weeks. Over the weekend at the SDSU D2 invite in North Dakota, she ran 55.45 seconds.
She ran in there. So imagine when you heat up.
Yeah, and that beats the time that she set in January 14th at the Mike Thorson Open of 56.18. And she's going to compete again. Oh, she's qualified now for the NCAA Indoor Championships from March 2nd to 11th in Virginia Beach. Miss Roll Curry, Robin, congratulations. We're standing behind you. You're doing big things. And both the Bahamas and your team in Minnesota is proud of you. Other Bahamians.
Oh, guess what? Yeah, guess what? One of our coaches is my classmate, Trevor Barry.
Way to go. Okay.
That's my good classmate, man. Yeah, man. Awesome. Way to go.
I mean, listen, as Garrick, just, you know, a reminder for the audience, one of the reasons I love doing this show is because if we truly understood the amount of resources we have in the sporting space, in the sporting world, we would realize that the Bahamas is big thing. We is big thing.
Big thing.
Yes, man. Okay, so she's expected to make her debut this year in the 200 meters, where she posted a lifetime best of 24.81. She competes on the Dragons team, coached by Ryan Milner and Trevor Barry, and other Bahamians on the team. Freshman Shavante Roberts, a sprinter. Senior male sprinter Kendrick Major. Freshman male sprinter Elkin Johnson. Grand Bahamians Ty Dawkins and Shaquille Higgs, both male sprinters. And Chiron Kemp, a senior male high jumper. Way to go, Bahamians.
Way to go, Bahamians. They're doing a thing. You got some in the front, some in the middle, some behind. Way to go.
Absolutely. Now, NM... Well, let's play this music. We're going to go to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about calls for the government to honor boxer Elijah Obed, and the Hope Challenge is back. You guys stay tuned. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and Mr. Eric Sawyer. We'll be right back.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, they've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always calling me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and Eric Sawyer on the Sports Friday. Mr. Sawyer.
Hey.
Welcome back. Look here, I have this text. We got to start this segment with this text. Congratulations, Relly. Wish you all the best, my dear niece. Love you and continue to do well, my dear. Miss Green, don't forget that name. Don't forget her name. She'll be better than Jonquel Jones. But look here. Dear Jonquel Jones, you see that, hey? You are the standard. And all these young people, they come in to reach you. And I want all these young athletes to know that Jonquel Jones is the type of athlete that says, come, let me help you. Come, let's go. Come on.
That's right.
Yeah, man. Terrell, congratulations. Another text here. Who, great show as usual. Question, who will be the face of the NBA when LeBron retires? That's a good question. But hold on, let's not go there yet, right? Because I get plenty other stories. That's a good, we need to think about that. We need to have a whole show on that, man. In fact,
no, that's easy. That's easy. It's Ja Morant, man.
Okay.
Ja Morant doing the gritty. Ja Morant of the tattoos, the locks, he of the look. And you know, but the NBA can love a player like that. You know, because, you know, I'm the first one to really do it was, you know, AI.
Yeah, Iverson, that's just NBA about to say.
Had to kind of deal with it because he was such a star, you know. But yeah. Now, you know, everybody have tattoos.
And his city everybody loved him. Locks. His city.
Everybody dancing.
Yeah.
You know, back then it was just AI who was doing it. Everybody was just kind of hum-ho, and I'm going to wear a suit to the pregame and come into the stadium. It was AI who was rocking the big chains and the tats. And the shades and the braids and, you know, nowadays, you have so many players doing it, but Ja Morant is a star. When he jumps in the air, and he said this, he don't know what he can do with the ball when he gets in the air. He doesn't know he got to get in the air place. Huh. So, you know, like you have that kind of star power now in the NBA because, you know, as much as he is still a superstar and still worthy, you know, of all of the praise and acclamation that we give him, mm-hmm. Steph Curry has now been in the league 11, 12 years.
Yeah. Wow. Listen, the All-Star game is not this weekend. It's the weekend coming up, right?
It is. All-Star weekend is... Oh, boy, I think it's after the Super Bowl.
All right. So we got at least 2 weeks before then, right?
Yeah, man.
Right. Let's do... we're going to do an All-Star show next week, definitely. But I gotta inundate you with local sports news, man. I gotta tell you how NM Valentine Cox dominated the 2023 National Chess Championship, winning with an impressive 8 out of 9 points across the tournament. And some exciting and shocking defeats. Young Avian Pride beat FM Cecil Monker in round 3, and Trevor Bridgewater pulled off an upset in round 9, beating CM Kendrick Knowles. Congratulations to Valentine Cox for dominating this year's National Chess Championship.
Chess is a sport that, seriously, you have to be 8, 10, maybe 12 moves ahead of where you're playing right now.
In your mind.
There's no easy feat. So I don't want that to go. I don't want that to go unnoticed. Don't breathe past that, please.
Yeah.
Because these fellas, I mean, they literally sit down and they study past chess champions. Like, you study what they did, how they did it, why they did it.
Right.
What moves are going to come where, you know, and how, like, they have names. Like, I used to be somewhat familiar with them all, but they have different names and strategies for each and every single game that you see being played, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't want them to feel, you know, I don't want anybody out there to feel like chess is just for nerds. No, the dumbest fella in the world can play chess. I mean, you know, like they like to say, you know, I'm a carpenter, it's just a man who knows how to hold a hammer, you know, and a nail. But a carpenter is also somebody that has to have a plan for what he can build when he put that piece of wood in his hand and he got a hammer and a nail. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, man, he has to think 8, 9, 10, 12 moves ahead.
And all of our domino players should be also playing chess. Every single one.
Right. Right. So, yeah, I don't want people to feel like it's just for nerds. No. You could be, quote unquote, book dumb all you want and go sit down in front of a chess board. The same way you learn how to build a house, because some of the smartest, quote unquote, nerds can't tell you what a V-joint is.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, let us give them their flowers while they're here.
Yep. And understand the support, the way that they reinforce our other skill sets. Critical thinking, spatial awareness. It's just amazing. Another exciting article, sloop sailing highlighted in documentary. Up next in the sport of sloop sailing is the Farmers Key Exuma Regatta in early February. And with a focus on the sport, a documentary was created called How the Mainsail Sets. It premiered at Fusion last Wednesday. It's an 80-plus minute documentary, and it comes at a time when the government says that it's about to declare the national sport, sailing as a national sport, right? Again, it's called How the Mainsail Sets. We got to figure out how to go and watch it. Everybody have to go and watch it. And the chairman and commodore of the National Family Island Regatta, Danny Strawn, said he was so happy to see the documentary surface. The regatta started in 1954, and there has not been any kind of documentary or historical aspect of what it is all about. And now we have something. Some of the sailors featured in the documentary include Lloyd Sands from Andrus, Hugrey Lloyd, teenager Tanaj Manos, and Mark Knowles from Long Island. Another quick story called for government to honor boxer Elijah Obed. His longtime close friend, Wellington Miller, is calling for an honor for the late Everett Elijah Obed Ferguson, the first and only Bahamian to win a world boxing title. And they're calling, saying that he should receive this during the 50th celebration of our independence. He, ever since he won the World Boxing Council's light middleweight title in 1975, Miller, who is the immediate past president of the Bahamas Olympic Committee, has been advocating for some recognition for Obed, who has been placed in the initial Bahamas Hall of Fame in 1989. And it's an impressive bio. You can find his fighting record in that article called for government to honor boxer Elijah Obed in the Nassau Tribune. The Bahamas Hope Challenge returns in March, and you can go to the Nassau Tribune, look for that title to learn more about it. From the 10th to 12th of March, it returns to Eleuthera. It's been running for 17 years, and you can cycle, run, or walk distances of your own choosing, and you raise funds from friends and families for the cause. And it's also a great tourism opportunity, right?
Yes.
We can invite visitors to come and be charitable in paradise. It's wonderful. There's a $500 minimum per person for fundraising. Also, the Bahamas Scholastic Athletic Association basketball results for this week can be found in the Nassau Tribune. BARC is having its annual Power Aid Pot Cake Man Triathlon March 5th.
Oh, that is so much fun to watch. You ever seen it?
Yeah, but I mean, it's so early, Mr. Sawyer. I had to camp on the beach. It's at Jaws Beach. I had to camp on the beach to be there for the start time.
It's fun.
Yeah, but it's fun. And it's a great fundraising effort. Okay, three quick headlines before we close out. Close out the show. I think I like these stories. Three quick baseball headlines. JBLN to stage grand opening this Saturday. Two more from iElite signed contracts with the MLB. And Jazz Chisholm moving to center field. You guys check out this week's Guardian for those three stories so you could get sort of an update, a roundup on the status of baseball in the Bahamas and with Bahamians over the last week. JBLN to stage grand opening this Saturday. Two more from iElite signed contracts and Jazz moving to center field. Mr. Sawyer, I think we covered every single story today. Thank you so very much for joining me. I don't know where you are.
I also have to say,
yes, sir.
I would be remiss if I didn't say,
uh-huh,
good morning to Mr. Quade Robinson. I got his name finally. He owns the hat store in the mall,
uh-huh,
Fan One, and the boy, his name is Quade Robinson. He listens well.
Okay.
And I got myself a message right there from Mr. Sean Smith. He happens to be an Eagles fan.
Okay.
And he right there telling me, saying that there's no chance. We have no chance on Sunday, so I just let him know, hey, bro, wake up.
I got
wake
you.
Wake up, man. Dreaming.
Well, listen.
You follow all our dreaming, bro.
We must have to go down to that place and buy our hats, Mr. Sawyer. I must even have to pull for the Bengals since you already pulling for the 49ers. And I have to say, you must have to buy the hats because you have the advantage They playing at State Farm for the Super Bowl, State Farm Stadium in Arizona, and I feel like the 49ers may just win it.
Hey, listen to me. First things first, let's not look ahead. Let's, you know, the Eagles like to say, fly, Eagles, fly. Die, Eagles, die.
I mean, that's a bit rough, but we just can send the Chicchanis after the Eagles. Thank you, Mr. Sawyer. We got to go. Guardian Radio AM is up next. Play that song by the lead producer. Let's show the people something.
Have a great weekend.
Just a few who